The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The sooner you realize I'm the man, the better we'll both be.
Raging L.I. Okwipa!
To the side of the kick! James Whittle! I think he's out! From the bottom again! We've got Price!
Fighting's not a technique, you just fight! Be a dog, get in it!
Nico!
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Da-da-da-da-da. Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. That's our new theme song. The great Matt Serra and I have a couple of guests today. We have Ally Aquinta, who we talk about a lot, and we don't get on the show often enough. I'm happy he's going to be here, as well as Nico Price, who is fighting Michelle Pajeda, a great, great fight on UFC 264. What a great fight that is. I love watching both of those guys.
Me too. I believe Raging Al is here. Let's get him in.
Let's get Al in, yes.
Let's get him in immediately. Let's get this party started.
Yep.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm so happy when I found out Raging Al was on today.
I got happy when I was asked to be on. It's cool. It must be a slow day in MMA. I don't know. I don't have too much going on in the MMA world right now, but I couldn't pass up a chance to talk to you guys. Always. It's fun.
We're gonna bullshit anyway. Well, actually, even there's a fight card coming up, we'll talk about that. See what you're doing. The last time I was with Al, Jimmy, we were listening to one of my favorite songs. And we were taking a road trip to celebrate Marab's victory. We went to Brooklyn. First, we went to go teach some cops. We had a great day, didn't we, Al?
We had a good day. Great day. Yes.
It was fun.
It was like one of the best days. We went out to Jersey, taught some police officers self-defense.
Endeavor One Solutions, I believe, is the dot com. What the fuck am I, a grandpa?
So what do you teach them? Are you showing them like jujitsu or stand up or both?
Stuff that would pertain to, controlling someone being unruly in the street and a situation like that. So takedowns, some basic jujitsu stuff. They have a lot of rules and regulations they have to abide by when, putting somebody in custody. So we had to really modify it for stuff that they are allowed to do and stuff that would work in a situation like they get themselves into or arises. So, but it was super fun. Just a few basic stuff, a few basic things. I think it's a great organization. This Endeavor One, it's two guys that I've grown up with training, Marcel Robin and Aaron Friedman, and they put this thing together because they see the climate in the country right now. I think this will cure a lot of the problems that have been, we see in the news constantly.
When you see footage like that, do you always think like, God, if that guy knew jujitsu, this would be so much less of an issue if this guy just knew how to put somebody's arm behind his back or just to do it easier than he's doing it?
100% 100% that you know, the techniques that are taught in wrestling and jiu-jitsu to control people. And then also just like the mentality of the confidence that you have when you've done extensive training, you know, and I don't think that they're going to reach for their gun as quickly if they really feel confident that, or do anything, you know, super devastating to a civilian when they know how to just control somebody. The video of Matt controlling that guy in that diner.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest advocate for this program right there. It's like that should be done all the time. No one got hurt. No, everything ended safely and everyone kind of went on their way. No one was really, you know, that could have ended bad, but you know, a lifetime experience.
What people don't understand is that you don't have to be Damian Maia at a skill level of his to apply jiu-jitsu for self-defense. You don't have to be Gordon Ryan or Gary Tonin. I mean, you could just be, I feel a minimum, if all law enforcement was required to be at the minimum of a blue belt, that's enough time where they don't.
What comes after white, Matt? What's after white?
Blue. White blue belt second. Okay. And then blue belt. Okay. Usually they get it around it within a year's time, a little quicker, a little longer for some people, but around that, you know, I mean, and then they maintain that they should strive for higher belts. I think that should be part of their career. Part of their job is as putting time in these kind of scenarios, you know what I mean? Jiu-jitsu is the perfect example, though. Even Ryan Hall was in a situation ages ago.
I saw that.
Some guy was in, he just took him down. Like, and you said the same thing. It was very similar to my situation in the sense where you don't see us getting wild up. I get wild up a lot when I talk about like comic book movies and jiu-jitsu, but I don't get wild in a situation like that. You're so used to dealing with people
and physical confrontation, right?
Being physical with you. Some people are not used to being even physical at all. So their first time into an altercation is when they're trying to arrest somebody and then it's not you. They don't, of course they're going to reach for the taser or whatever else. But anyway, I just think everyone should know jiu-jitsu. I just really do. But we had a great time after we did that. Oh, by the way, that was Aaron Freeman, Sarah BJJ black belt, right?
Oh yeah.
I like to give – and Marcel, brown belt. These guys, they're trained, Jimmy. They're not just – they don't just, you know, work with it. They're not just clients. They're members, whatever that old commercial was. You know that with the hair thing? How'd that go? Yes. I'm not just the owner. I'm a client.
No, I'm not only the president, but I'm also a client. And then he points and you realize his hair still looks like shit.
Hair did look like shit.
Cy Sperling. Shit,
yo, then afterwards, Jimmy, we went – you know, Hulk was driving us, me, him and Al, we went to a Georgian restaurant in Brooklyn with the whole crew. And we had some good food. They had some dancing in there. I'd put these guys up against a capoeira group any day. That was like a violent dance. No, Al?
The Georgians seem to do everything on that intensity, I guess. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, Marab had us come to that Georgian spot, and the whole team got together and experienced a little bit of the Georgian dinner experience. I'm actually going to Georgia. Aljo and I are going to Georgia with Marab.
Film the whole experience
in a couple of weeks. Yeah, it should be pretty cool. Well,
what's going on over there?
I don't know. Marab was like, "I'm going to Georgia. Do you guys want to come?" And I'm like, "I'm not passing up an opportunity like that. I've never been." You know, it's going to be a whole new experience. It's going to be pretty cool.
Are you a good traveler, Al? When you go somewhere, do you go out and see everything? Or are you like stay in the hotel? Like, I'm a hotel person. I don't like to go do fucking anything. But you like to get out of the hotel and just do everything you can do?
Yeah, for sure. I try to get out of the hotel or as early as possible and just kind of explore. Even when I have, you know, when I have fights, go and explore the town that I'm in and kind of, you know, you have so much downtime with the fights. Fighting's brought me to such unique places. I probably would have never gone if it wasn't for the fight. So I like to use the opportunity to get out there, check it out. And I think we're going to do the same thing. I mean, Marab's like at this point, like royalty over there. So I'm sure we're going to be getting into some fun stuff. That's for sure.
By the way, Sean O'Malley, Marab has offered to step up and fight O'Malley. Now, I don't know if that's been outwardly, has Sean said no to that? Has there been a no to that? Because I would love to see that fight.
They got to make that happen. How good would that be if Merab steps in, you know, fights O'Malley, and then a couple months later fights the other guy?
He put his name in the hat there.
Yeah, he did.
He said that. So
he's in Vegas. He's in shape. I don't see why not, really.
It's true. He was among like five guys that were saying it. So, yeah. I think Ricky Simone was one.
Cody Stamann.
Ray Borg. Yeah. Hey, listen. Everybody wants some of that smoke. No pun intended. Guy likes a lot of weed. I like that about him. But everybody wants that. You know, he's got a rep. He's got a name. He's got some charisma that, you know, he's got that hype. People want to take that.
I think it's a stylistic matchup. It's a fun stylistic matchup. He's the striker. Marab's taking guys down and just ragdolling them, you know. So it'd be they gotta make that happen. I would love for that. I think that should be, I don't see why it shouldn't be. You know.
Hey, Ray Janelle, have you been watching any of the Ultimate Fighter, the new one, or do you have like PTSD because your season was in there for like 6 months?
No, you know what? I don't know. This whole online thing, going online and watching it, I gotta catch up. That's the kind of thing I'll do. I'll watch the whole season.
Yeah.
I'll catch up one day when I have nothing going on. I'll just catch up on the whole thing. But I haven't been watching it too much.
It's good. It's good. I mean, I'm not getting paid extra to say it. I've been watching it, and I enjoy it. It brings me back sometimes to the shit that we both live that thing, you know. And you guys, and I always say it never gets enough credit, man, because I was in there for 6 weeks. And towards the end, you get a little antsy. These guys were in there for double that or longer. So Ray Janelle, Michael Chiesa, and all those guys, dude, that's a different kind of torture, man. That's extra. So I give you credit for that because I know how it was. I know how it was at the 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Dude. You can't even whack off in there, man. There's no privacy. Jimmy, I'm being honest. You know?
I can
the bunk bed with Drago. What?
Every single thing you do, they're watching it. But, yeah, at 6 weeks, we were like halfway through. We were like, oh.
That's crazy.
But a great experience. These guys that are on The Ultimate Fighter, for them, it's a life change. Changed my life, changed your life.
I'll always say that, man. Thank God for that. That show was it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's a tournament. And not only that, people get to know you. People got to know a little bit about Ray Janelle. They got to see Ray Janelle just fighting on the regular TV. And you know what I mean? You get really a lot of eyes on you on that thing. You know,
you make so many connections, people all over the country. You know, I was on a team with a guy from Brazil, England, guys all over the United States. So I have like a great network of a friend. No matter where I go to train, I have somebody, you know, somebody knows somebody. I was on Uriah Faber's team, and, you know, I couldn't have been luckier with getting on his team. He was, you know, out of all the coaches that there's been on The Ultimate Fighter, there's very few that, you know, have been, you know, as influential as Uriah Faber, to me at least. Like he wasn't just a coach for me. He would bring in like life coaches and he talked about business and real estate. And I think that shaped me for the future for sure. He definitely, yeah.
I remember after the show, you going out there and you're like, I'm like, yo, how you came back? I'm like, how was it, man? Because I always knew Uriah was cool, but you don't know how it is on a daily basis when you're there training with him. I only saw him. You're like, man, he would just, I was at his house. He'd be like, all right, I'm off. He'd leave me at the house and then take me to train. And he was just treating me like family. So that's awesome, man. He's one of his kids who was picked last on the show of The Ultimate Fighter. He won. Yep. It was 2 weeks ago. Our producers are going to get the name for me right now.
Murdoch.
Was it Murdoch? It probably was.
Yeah, Vince Murdoch. Yeah.
It was awesome. The kid with the tattoos.
Yeah.
Man. It was great, man. Cause he was going versus another tough kid and he was picked last. I love those type of stories. I love the guys when they do the picks, the guys that picks last and he ends up kicking a lot of ass. Like Luke, remember Luke back in the day on season 2,
yeah.
That type of thing, you know, I always, I love the underdog. I'm such a huge fan.
I hate sharing a room. That'd be the worst part of it. A, I would get my ass kicked, and B, I hate sharing a room. That would drive me nuts.
No, that's how I got close with Dean Thomas. In my room, it was a bunk bed with me and Drago. I was on top, Drago on bottom, and across was Dean Thomas and fucking Chris Lytle. That's a good room.
Yeah, it's a good
room. That's a laid-back room.
Yeah.
You know? Even back then, they should have started Dean Diaries. He's always in his book. In there. Like, what are you writing there? What the fuck are you writing? Little Dean Diaries. I got Dean Thomas is a good man.
Yes, he is.
But I want to ask Al's opinion on the upcoming. Listen, there's a card coming up that's insane. Headlined by, of course, the trilogy fight, the Poirier versus Connor. This is a good card all around, though. I'm looking at this card right now. It's fucking insane. I want your opinion. I want your opinion on that fight, Raging Al. What do you think of that?
I thought Connor was going to take it this last time for sure. And Dustin looked good. He fought like the perfect fight. It was the leg kicks, the takedowns, the cage wrestling. He did everything that he needed to do to kind of wear on Connor and get him to that point where he was able to land really good punches, clean shots. I don't know. You always wonder with Connor, you know, he's got so much, it seems like he's got so much going on. And, you know, is he as into it as Dustin is? And I thought he was kind of in Dustin's head the last time, but Dustin proved me wrong, proved a lot of people wrong. I don't know. This is a toss up for me. No matter who I pick, there's a million people that are going
to. Welcome to all.
But I'm going with Dustin this time. I'm going with him. I think he's kind of gotten Connor's head the last time. I think he did some things that no one saw coming. No one saw those leg kicks. No one really saw the takedowns and the cage wrestling like that. And I think he's just on a roll right now. He's feeling good. He's coming off that's the biggest win of his career. And I think he's going to roll that one right into this one.
It's also got to be hard. Not that Connor doesn't love to fight, because he does, but when you've sold a half of your company for $600 million, like, it's got to be that. There's no way that's not in your head, that you have $600 million. Like, even if you're still a fighter at heart, that's got to be a really difficult thing to motivate yourself to do when you don't need to.
Yeah, it's the old thing, the old saying with the satin sheets. What is it? I don't know.
It's hard to get up, hard to get out of bed in the morning at 5 a.m. for a jog when you have if you have satin sheets or something. I can't. Yeah. It's not that.
Oh, exactly. No, that's not it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's it. But it's the truth. Yeah. Who knows? You know. Was he that devastated by that last loss? I don't know. I feel like a lot of guys lose like that, and they're like, you know, they're freaking devastated. It's like, you know, the world changed for them. And I don't know if that really happened for Connor. Did that have much of an impact on him? I don't know.
He's a good loser, I think. Like, he never seems to be a baby when he loses. Like, you know, he handles it like he's like, hey, man, you got to get your licks in and whatever. Like, he always seems to be willing to do the interview and to talk about it and to give the other guy his respect when he loses. So I'm sure it bothers him, but I don't think it devastates him like he does some other people. But this is a huge fight for him because he's fifth. He's ranked fifth, which is weird to see Connor ranked fifth in that division. And I'm shocked they're fighting just back to back like they did. That's like Ray Robinson and Jake LaMotta. You know what I mean? They said nobody wanted to fight them, so they fight. I'm surprised these guys are doing this without another fight in between.
The difference is everybody wants to fight them.
That's true for the money. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not that. So I don't know, man. I thought that if the last fight, you know, Dustin had a lot. I mean, the pressure was really like, hey, man. I mean, this guy knocked me out. The guy touches people. He knocks him out. So to go in there, get touched and stay in there and stick to the game plan and execute the way he did, he's going to be a hard guy to get out of there, man. That first minute is when Connor's the most dangerous, when he's the most accurate and you know, in tune and stuff. So it's always going to be very, very intense to say, you know, edge of the seat.
I was talking about the fight this morning with a guy that I trained, Jeff Perinian. Jeff. We just call him Jeff. You've met Jeff before at
I have met Jeff.
He said some silly stuff to you, but
Is Jeff now? Jeff, is he a fighter?
He trains. He's like into it. He trains with me. I'll send you a picture.
I know it's one of those guys where I got like 500 students. So I'm like, oh, it's Bob. Yeah, but I know if I seen him. So what did Jeff say?
He was like, you know what? The last fight, there was a limited capacity audience. It was like 3,000 people, I think, in Abu Dhabi in the audience. So I think that if it's a full packed out stadium with those crazy Irish fans, that could be a little bit of a game changer. You know what I mean?
Oh, to help him.
Yeah.
To help Connor for fuel, like hey. King Kong with lightning, right? Remember when there was lightning in the old school?
He's a big, what was it?
Yeah, when Godzilla, not in the new, I don't know if it's in the new one, but in the classic King Kong versus Godzilla, Godzilla was whipping his ass. And then all of a sudden, somehow lightning gives King Kong power. So then all of a sudden, lightning started coming. Right? Am I right with this, Jimmy?
And the old
lightning,
remember that.
I
thought he liked bananas.
Taking this up. You know, there was lightning. All of a sudden, King Kong's like, and he got, and he was, the lightning gave him power. Yeah. What about the King Kong episodes when they had his little baby, Gazuki? You ever see that thing? Yeah. It was just shoot. It didn't you shoot fire? It shooted like the little fucking onion ring hose. Like, you remember that shit?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to Conor McGregor. Cut all this. Hold on. Producers, cut this out. No, okay.
No. It must stay.
Raging Al, I apologize.
No, it's so
good. Shit. Those are classic movies. The old I'm not talking about the Matthew Broderick Godzilla. That piece of shit.
I didn't even know Matthew Broderick did a Godzilla movie.
Exactly. It's the last time you've seen him.
I don't like the new Godzilla because he has a fucking little tack head. I hate little tiny head Godzilla. The new Godzilla's head is small and annoying. I don't like him at all.
He always had a little head, Godzilla.
Not that small, though. He's a little fucking pinhead now. It stinks.
And little arms, too.
Yeah.
You know? But Dazuki was a fucking idiot. His little kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Rachel, have you ever seen these? They're way before your time.
Yeah, the original King Kong. And I've seen the King Kong. I don't remember the ones you're talking about.
Rachel, are you watching anything recently? You're not a real TV guy. You jump in the back in your kayak, and you're an outdoors guy. You're at the beach a lot.
I'm at the beach. I'm summer now. I'm definitely not. I'm not a big TV guy, especially in the summer. I'm out, you know, surfing, trying to, at least, you know what I mean?
You doing the kayak still, or you're just doing the surfing?
Yeah, got my kayaks in the back.
Got a nice house, man. I just been there, dude, right on the water, Jimmy.
Yeah. Are you still selling real estate?
Still selling real estate.
Was this the hardest time, Al? Was this the hardest time, this whole pandemic, like where nothing was moving? And is it like moving, like getting better now?
It was shut down for a very short time. And then everyone just made it work. You know what I mean? There was a whole bunch of disclosures you had to sign and a whole bunch of nonsense. But yeah, no, I mean, the market's crazy right now. Everybody wants to buy a house. There's no houses out there for people to buy. So it's a crazy, crazy time in the real estate market. I got a bunch of friends. Pat DeFranco's looking for a house. One of Matt's black belts. He's doing
my black belts who attacks me daily, Pat DeFranco.
He's doing incredible. He's got Premier Windows and Glass. His company is doing incredible. He's looking for this will be his second house.
I love that all guys are, don't you love when all guys are doing well, Raging Al? You see guys that were fighting and you're like, all right, this guy can either go, you know, this way or that way. And they make the right decisions.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone, it's a good time. And I'm fortunate that everyone's doing so well and they come to me when they need a house or they're looking to invest some money into real estate. And I enjoy finding them houses that'll, you know, produce in the long term for them.
What do you do when people are just like looking? Like, how long does it take you to realize, this guy's not going to buy shit? Like when you meet somebody, can you tell like a minute after it? He's like, this guy just wants to look at a house. He's not buying anything.
For the most part, I'm fortunate. I'm only working with people that I know are serious. My friends, teammates and friends. If it's somebody that I don't know, that's kind of like that. If they're really serious and I could tell that they're serious, then I'll kind of help them out. Otherwise, I don't really, time's too valuable to be wasted on tire kickers and stuff like that. So I've been fortunate that I'm not really forced into any of those situations right now. But yeah, no, it's been good with everyone that I've been working with for sure.
How great is it, dude, to go out and buy a house and to know that they can't fuck you on the small print? Like, you know, whatever it is, you know everything that's in that contract. So no one can screw you over, or, you know, like regular people, we don't know. Like, you're going to buy a car or whatever. I have no idea what's in a car contract. But isn't it nice to know that you're going to get a good deal, or you're not going to be able to have a fast one pulled over on you?
Yeah. No, that's why you got to have like a good home inspector that really breaks that thing down. The first house that I bought, I didn't really, I had a home inspector that I didn't really know. And looking back on it, he wasn't very thorough, but I got lucky that the house just hasn't had problems. It's a little bit of an older house and it was built right. And I haven't had too many problems, but yeah, it's important to know what you're getting yourself into. But one thing's for sure, it's always going to cost you. It's always going to cost you more than you think.
Yeah. Always. It's never less. Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey man, all I know is I know Jimmy don't really care as much as I do. I didn't know Ryan Hall's back fighting. I like watching Ryan Hall. Jimmy, that's when Jimmy goes to the
bed. Yeah, I do too. No, I like Ryan. I like watching Ryan Hall. Yeah, I do. I mean, there was times where it would drive me crazy when he just kept rolling on the floor. But after a while, he kind of grew on me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm looking forward to see if he can grab a leg. I'm looking forward to seeing him again.
I'm with you. Has he fought too recently? I feel like there was for so long, he couldn't get a fight. Guys, things kept happening. He kept getting, you know, people kept getting injured and pulling out last minute and stuff.
Did he? I thought people didn't want to fight him. I thought he couldn't get a fight.
Well, that too. He was having trouble finding fights. He was supposed to fight Ricardo Lamas. That would have been a good one. Wasn't that supposed to happen? I don't know.
But the shit didn't happen. So whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, all I do know is that he's back and I'm looking forward to that.
He hasn't fought much at all, Matt. And literally he fought since 2014. He fought twice in 2014. He's fought one, two, three, four, six times. He fights like once a year. He didn't fight at all in 2017. Did not fight at all in 2020. He fights very sporadically. So I guess he's had some injuries.
Well, I know it's a couple of weeks away, right? But we got a week and a half away. When is this? When's the 4th of July?
It's a week. Today's Wednesday. So it's a week from Saturday. So it's 7-10 days.
Oh shit, man. I mean, and the prelims, Carlos Condit, Max Griffin. It's a fucking amazing card.
Amazing.
Raging Al. Now people are going to be asking like, oh, you had him on and you're not even asking him how he's feeling, if he's ever going to fight again. People are going to fucking ask us that.
Yeah.
So I what's up? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I was in a bad spot for a while. My whole body just, you know, I had a couple injuries and it throws off everything. It throws off your gait and then other things start getting injured. So it's kind of like getting to the root of the problem. And I've been to, I don't even know how many doctors. I've seen so many people. I've had injections. Like, I'm like a professional physical therapy person. I go to physical therapy more than people go to work every day. But I'm getting there. I feel like I'm kind of turning a corner. I've seen some doctors that have really been helping me, and I got some injections. I'm talking about going down to BioAccelerator down in Colombia and getting some of those super stem cells they got down there. So
wow.
I'm looking forward to just getting back to 100%, really training the way I was in the past. Getting back in there, definitely.
People miss you. They want.
Yeah.
I miss the people too. That's for sure. I miss it all, man. I miss it all. I miss being at the gym as frequently as I was. I haven't been able to. Been just, you know, you got to pay the bills somehow. So I've been working a lot, and I'm fortunate that I kind of set myself up pretty well with. I got a couple investment properties that are keeping me afloat while I figure this whole thing out. And once I get healthy, I'll be back in there. That's for sure.
Yeah, man.
Nice to have properties. Real smart, man, to have other stuff to make some money, like when you're injured or whatever. It's really, a lot of guys don't think of it until after. So it's really good that you established it and got it going while you're still fighting.
Yeah, I was definitely fortunate to have some people come through my life that really pushed that importance on me. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's been a blessing, and it's been a hard time, but also thankfully for, you know, everyone around me's taught me the way to get through this and feel better. Cause I really just, there's nothing better than fighting, you know, being a UFC fighter. I worked my whole life to get to where I'm at, and don't really want it to end the way it is right now. So I want to get back in there and get back in the win column, get a couple of those big fights that are going on nowadays. You know? Yeah.
I think the rest is going to be good for you when you come back, and just mentally, physically, your body, just take, you know what I mean? That rest coming back like a fucking demon. We got Nico coming in, Nico Price. Al, anything you want to plug? You said Endeavor One Solutions for the
Endeavor One Solutions. If anyone's looking to invest in some real estate or buy a house, if you're serious, inquiries only, reach out. You know how to get a hold of me, Instagram, Twitter. Find me online somewhere. It shouldn't be too hard. And that's it, man. God bless everyone. Thank you guys
for having me.
Good talking to you, Al.
Stop down at the school, man. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely. I'll see you soon, Matt. Thank you.
All right, see you, buddy.
Thank you, Jimmy. Talk to you, brother.
All right. Take care, Al.
Thanks, Al.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Man, I'm excited for you, Nico. What a dance partner do you have. Listen, people think that guy's wacky with his backflips. I think you're wackier. That's a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So much.
If Michelle Pereira wants to get nuts, Nico, let's get nuts, right?
Bring it. I'm going to have fun with it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're both. He's a very again, the movements they say though sometimes work against his cardio a little bit. Do you think sometimes that stuff might work against him? Some of the unnecessary movement or the bigger movements that he might not need to do.
It doesn't work against me, so it's fine with me. Keep going.
He's awkward as F. Yeah. Not Michelle too, but
yeah, mm-hmm. Michelle.
Nico is, but Nico's got the cardio. We've seen Pereira start to fade a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not fading.
And he's a stud. I don't want to take away from the guy. I think he's a stud. But I don't think he measures how hard that foot's on the gas sometimes. Mm-hmm. So next thing you know, he gets a guy that's weathers that storm. And now all of a sudden the backflips aren't so amusing. Nico, this is the time to take all that smoke. I'm saying that a lot.
I'm ready for it, man. I've been training for the last – like 7 months. I haven't stopped throughout the suspension. I just keep going. So I'm.
Wait, you got suspended again. What happened? Not again, but what happened?
That was after the Cerrone fight. They popped me with my THC levels too high. But I don't even smoke anymore. So it's all good now.
You don't smoke anymore.
Mm-mm.
Why now? That's not a bad thing. Why did you give that up?
Because I want that belt.
That's why.
And I figured the only way to change is to change big things.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, listen, it's a shame that they break your chops for that.
Yes, silly.
You're doing the right thing. You got a family to feed.
Exactly.
You know?
And I just had to do some soul searching. But I found it, and now I'm here. The glory to God's here.
You look in phenomenal shape, dude.
The
reason why you chose that tank top.
Woo!
Fucking, I love it.
Nico, hey, was it hard for you to quit? Was it something that was like, did it take a little while before you were like, now I'm kind of cool not doing it? Or was it easy for you to stop it?
No, I cold turkeyed it one day and I was just like, yeah, You know, you get through a little bit of like anger, but that anger is what propelled me here. So I just learned how to control myself again. And now I'm back and I'm feeling better than ever, man. I'm ready to go. I want that belt. I'm coming for Uzi.
I love it, man. Yeah. It's funny you said that about the reefer, because the reefer, because you know what, when I was fighting, that's one of the reasons, like 2 months before a fight, I wouldn't, or even 3 months. So I was like, I'd hardly smoke. I'd do it a little bit after a fight, whatever, just for whatever. But it would also make me too chill. And you need to be a little, not a bit of a dick, but a little bit of an edge when you're getting ready for a fight in a cage, I feel. So
I agree.
Even though now I might live on it. No, I got all three. But listen, but it's a different, I don't have a fight coming up. You know what I mean? It makes me a more relaxed person, which is okay for everyday life. But when you're getting ready to get locked in a cage with another person,
you got to be that lion.
You bodily harm, you don't want to be so chill. You want to have that letter. So I like it. I like that a lot. That's great, Nico. I want to see.
I've been chill for the last 6 years. So I'm done with that now.
Yes.
No more chill zone.
Now, when you got offered Michelle Pereira, some say Michael, but it's called Michelle. Okay.
It's Michelle.
It is Michelle. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Imagine somebody never seen him before. Like, oh, fight a guy named Michelle. The big fucking Goliath comes in backwards, kicks him in the head.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's a big. So, like, when I got his name, I thought of Dodgeball. You know, the big dude is bouncer.
Yes. That's a good movie. That's an underrated movie, Dodgeball.
The best movie.
So, what did you think when you got that? That's, I mean, listen, because, you know the deal. As a guy that's a fight of the night, you know. Mm-hmm. Person, a fighter like yourself, fan favorite, you get it. You know, you're only as good as your dance partner, man. You get a guy you got to chase around. This dude is a highlight for some. He does some of the wackiest stuff, and you do wacky stuff. This is gonna be fireworks, man. So when you got when you got offered Michelle, what's the reaction?
I was offered Michelle a few years ago too. Ooh. But like, it was his second fight in the UFC, and he didn't do the wackiness yet. You know, he wasn't created yet, and I was like, man, give me someone who's like a big name. You know, I was stuck on that big name fight. I want the big name, the big this, you know, give me the hard fights. And then I got Jeff Neal. And I was like, yeah, that's a big name. That's a fun guy to fight, you know. And then I lost that one. But I lost because I think I was getting greedy.
Yeah.
You know, I was asking for it. Like, no, I want the more. I want more. Now Shelby goes, hey, how about Michelle? I said, dude, sign it up. That's going to be a banger. Let's go.
Yes.
You know? When and where was actually my response. I said, soon.
How does it feel to be going back in front of an audience too? Have you not fought in front of a crowd?
I haven't fought in a crowd, man.
Since 2019, I think, right?
Yeah.
I can see you being a guy, especially where you fight. I think the crowd will help you, not help.
Oh, I feed off the energy, man. I feed off of it. They start yelling my name. I don't care if I'm about to go to sleep. I wake up,
yeah.
You know? It's like a source of energy. It's like, oh, okay, you want me to get up? I'll get up. You know, I'll do that. So I love it.
Does it ever work? We were just talking before you had Ally Aquinta. We were talking about Conor and Poirier's third fight, and they're going to be fighting in front of a full size crowd now, as opposed to 3,000. And he thinks that may have some help for Conor. Have you ever had it work against you? Because you're saying it can work for you or it can energize you. Have you ever had it be overwhelming because you were whether you were in their hometown or anything like that?
So when I fought Vicente in Brazil, I didn't really feel the Brazil crowd. They weren't feeling me. I wasn't feeling them. But I mean, I don't think that was playing against me much because everybody was still screaming. So I just imagined they were yelling my name, you know?
Yeah.
And I got a good imagination. So
Nico.
Yeah, some guys like it. Like, and I've quoted Ty Cobb before when he would play baseball. He said the favorite sound he had was the silence of an opposing crowd. So there's got to feel good when you do something great in somebody else's and everybody's against you, and then they just shut up. I mean, that's got to be a nice feeling too.
Oh yeah, when I fought Tim Means, everyone was not really for me, and then I caught him, and then it just went sounded like pins. You can hear pins. I was like, yeah, boy. And when I fought Alex Morano, because I fought him in Texas on my second fight in the UFC. That was 11 ago.
Wow.
Too bad Ty Cobb didn't have Blue Chew back in the day.
I know.
He had dick problems.
He did, yeah.
All right. Put that on the back of a Snapple cap. Did you know that Ty Cobb's dick didn't work? That's why he was so nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Stumpy. Yeah.
Look at Nico's face.
Not a pleasant man.
Who's Ty Cobb?
I don't even. It's an old baseball player. I don't even watch that shit.
He was an awful guy, but he had the, I think he has the highest average in baseball history. Like, or he had the hit record. He was a great ball player, but he's crazy.
I never watched baseball. Not to be offensive.
Nico, do you watch any sports at all or no?
No.
Me neither, dude.
I watch MMA.
Me too, bro. I don't watch anything with a ball. It's just, and I'm not shitting on anybody that does. Because I always love when I hear I appreciate people that have passion for things. So when somebody's passionate, one time somebody was explaining to me why he loves baseball, and I forgot what he was telling me because it was boring as shit. I kind of like it. But I appreciated that he liked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They got good hot dogs, man.
What's that?
Good hot dogs? They got good hot dogs.
Hey, Nico, my kids one time, they danced in the city field where the Mets are. And then they're all the other people like, oh, now we get to stay for the game. I'm like, we're out.
We gone.
We're gone. You know, get some Cracker Jacks. Great. We're out. I got no problem. I don't know. Jimmy, you watch sports?
You know, I used to watch baseball, basketball, football. Now it's almost only MMA. Occasionally I'll watch something if it's on, but it's from interviewing fighters. I've interviewed so many athletes that the guys I like the most are fighters. So
and BFFFF is a fighter.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I mean, even specifically more MMA guys. Like I like them more than even most boxers I've talked to. So it's the only thing I really watch.
Of course. You got guys like Nico. Nico's very likable.
Hey,
there he is.
I'm just a good guy, man.
You're just a wacky dude, Nico. So what are you doing? The family is good. What are you doing with the family to keep them busy? Just a lot of outdoor stuff, or you put them all in the plane, take them to the movies? What do you do?
No, we jump on the Viking and we run through the woods and we go jump through puddles. We go catch bass out the creek and bring them to my creek. You know, I steal a lot of fish from other lakes. I bring them to my lake.
Oh, really? You have like your own lake?
I got a creek in the backyard back there.
Oh, look at that, man. And what do you do? And what is in your creek? Where are you exactly? Florida?
I'm in Cape Coral, Florida, and I own like 3.5 acres now.
You got to be careful, Nico. You don't want to go jump in there and have an alligator in there or something.
Come get some, man. I know jiu-jitsu.
What? Oh, I don't. I mean, you don't want to get something chopped, bitten off. I don't like
that. We're the top of the food chain. You got to remember that. I got a knife. I can stick it right in his head. If anything happens.
Yeah? Is that what you do? You have it when you jump in the water and shit? Like,
oh, no. We walk I won't jump in if I have my kids with me.
Yeah.
But, like, we'll walk the creek and stuff, and we see the gators. But if they come over, I might throw them a bluegill or something maybe. But most likely I won't. I'll just be like, look at the gator. And they all look at him. And I'm like, all right, kids, get in the Viking. Just to avoid anything, you know? Yeah. But if I'm fishing and one tries to get my fish, we're going at it.
You're going to fight a gator?
You won't give the fish up.
Nico.
I'll get that fish up before he gets him.
Nico, let me talk you out of that. I think you should let the fish go. And there's sometimes you got to walk away from a confrontation. Don't fight a gator, Nico. We like watching you fight.
Man, I'll just come back with 3.5 fingers or something.
Well, who are those? There was twins. Wasn't there twins recently where it might have been a crocodile? Got one of them and the other one jumped in and actually saved her sister from a crocodile. She got pretty fucked up, but I mean, she, you know, it grabbed her in the water and dragged her under.
If one of my friends get grabbed by a gator, you think I'm going to just watch it? I'm going in for him, man.
If a gator got me, Jimmy would be like, ah, shit, we better get Forrest Griffin in here. I'm done.
Where's Clay? Where's Clay Guida at? We need Clay.
Jimmy's going to replace me if something happens like that. I can't see Jimmy jumping in there.
Matt, I would hate to, but literally, if you were being dragged under by a gator, would you feel any safer if I was helping? You wouldn't. I mean, I'm not going to be much help.
Stop picking at its eyes.
Dude, that's what you got to do. You fish with the eyes.
Yeah, right at the fucking eyes. Like whoop.
Yeah.
No, you got to do the swoop.
And the hook, right? You got to hook the eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, rip it out. Just like Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that was great. The one that got Chubbs' eye.
Chubbs, let's go.
It's Chubbs. All in the hips. That's what I tell my students. Like, remember Happy Gilmore? It's all in the hips. Are you a movie guy? You watching anything on Netflix or anything? Or you don't have any kind of television?
Not in the last like 6 months.
That's fucking great.
Literally, since the suspension, I was like, well, when I come back, you guys are going to see a totally different me. So that's all I've been doing is changing.
Just changing
for the better.
Changing for the better.
Yeah. Now, do you miss any of that stuff or no?
Every now and then you think of it, but it's like, nah, whatever. Now I go play with my kids and take fishing and stuff.
Okay. Doing real life stuff, not being distracted with screen.
Not clouded.
Not clouded. Yeah, that makes sense.
Clear-minded.
Yeah. Because you don't realize how much time you spend looking at a screen. I mean, especially in the COVID, we're doing all these, fucking looking at each other on Zoom. It's like every day just staring at a screen. You're not interacting with people in real life anymore. It's, you know, you miss it. I miss it.
And when I stare at screens too long, you get headaches anyway.
Yeah, bad for your eyes.
It is bad for your eyes. Listen, man, I can't wait to see. Everybody's looking forward to seeing you back in action. I'll tell you right now, you're part of an amazing card. You know that.
I know. I'm excited about the card, man. I'm like, woo! We got Connor and Dustin going back at it. Who you guys think is going to win this one?
Ah.
I'm curious about what you guys think.
You know what, man? I mean, people are going to say I hate Connor. And I hate when they say that because I don't hate the guy at all. I admire the guy still fighting when he has more money than God, you know? I admire the guy. He doesn't have to fight. So I like
that. He chooses to come back.
Yeah.
Chooses, because that's what he is. That's what he is. But having said that, Dustin fought a brilliant fight last time.
Yes.
And we're going in there knowing that this guy bested him last time, and he could very well do it again. He still pulled off that game plan, dealt with even a little bit of adversity. He got touched in that fight a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's a fight. We're going to get touched.
Of course.
How you rebound after, and rebounded perfect.
Yeah,
perfect. I'm going to say Dustin. I feel Dustin's going to come out victorious.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't really know. I picked Dustin in the last fight, and there hasn't been enough time for Connor. Like, what is he going to do to stop those leg kicks? Like, what is he going to do to stop what Dustin did last time? Like, how much can you change in 6 months? It hasn't been in Ghana the second time he fought Stipe, there was a long enough time to at least have gotten a lot better with takedown defense, and he did.
Defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that stands out with this is, yes, they both have the ability to put each other away, especially early with Connor. But having said that, which is the fighter in the past when you've seen fight, who has faded in the later rounds? Not Dustin. I can't pick one fight and wars he's been in, whether it's Dan Hooker, Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, he doesn't Alvarez, stop.
He's never faded. He's always just as dangerous in that last round than the first. You can't say the same for Connor. Connor does seem to fade a little bit. So, hey, listen, it's the top of the food. This is the highest level of fighting. So, I'm not shooting on him. I'm just stating facts. So, if it comes down to that, I just got to, that's what I'm saying. I think Dustin's going to probably
win. What I was saying. I choose Dustin, not only because of what you said, but also because I like the guy. I used to train with him at ATT. I always got to watch him train and watch him go. He gives good work. You know, he's always working. He puts the time in. He puts the rounds in. He doesn't take breaks. You know, he keeps, he's always training. So I could see him pulling it off again, you know, as long as you don't get caught with that lucky shot, you know. But Connor has that luck. He's got that luck of the Irish, eh? You know, he comes out there and gets you with that clean lift.
Dustin's going to, he's going to train like he's broke. That's how he trains. He trains like that's, you know, so they got a game plan. Like the way he took that, you don't think the other guy's looking to put down? The first takedown he went on, he got him down. I mean,
with the knee tap, turned angle.
It was
perfect.
It wasn't out of desperation. It was very well timed, you know. So I'll tell you,
it was when he came in with that left. He came in the range. He just dropped levels, slipped it, and took him over.
It's going to be so exciting. It's going to be it's a huge card.
Yeah, I might take Connor, by the way. I don't know. Even in life, this is a bigger fight for Dustin in life because, you know, again, Connor's got enough money to just do whatever he wants for the rest of his life. But in the sport, I think it's a bigger fight for Conor. He's ranked fifth. He's lost 3 out of 6 fights. And I think this is a bigger fight for him than it is for Dustin. So I might take him for that reason. Because if he loses this fight, he's obviously got more fights, but there's not going to be a title shot anytime soon. I may go with Conor for that reason. Cause I still think he's good enough to pull off. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Well, we're going to be watching it together, and yeah, I'll be watching it with Jimmy at his house. We're doing one of those watch parties, Nico.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll be cheering you on together, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, we're so happy. Anything else you want to plug or anything, Nico?
No, I'd just like to thank my two main sponsors for this camp was Roman Roofing. He helped me out. He gave me the vehicle to get me to training back and forth. And then Leanbox, man, they kept my diet on point. I'm walking around bigger than ever, and I'm in great shape. I'm light. I'm like 180 right now, but I got big muscles.
That's nice, man. You like Leanbox? Is that Leanbox?
Leanbox.
Mm-hmm. Leanbox, yeah.
Jimmy's addicted to Stinky Box. It's something different. All together. It's something.
Is that the donut shop? I like donuts too, man. I can't wait to have this fight to get a donut in me.
Yes. Yo, Nico. We're talking behind you, Nico Price. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Good talking, Matt. Thank you so much.
You guys.
Thank
you, brother.
All right. Take care, Nico.
God bless you and your families, guys.
Thank you, Nico.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Nico's the man. Hey, that's going to be a great fight, Jimmy.
That's going to be a great fight because they're both really fun to watch and they're both really hard to figure out.
Jimmy, you're hard to figure out. You're easy to figure out, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Listen, so we got, I'm going to see you. We're going to talk again about this. We got this card on us to talk just the bullshit, but we're going to talk more about this card.
Absolutely.
Man. You know what I mean? So, hey, man, what else we got? Jimmy, you want to plug anything, my friend?
No, just the same as you, Matt. Go to cameo.com/Jim Norton and get a cameo. Or Chip Chipperson, it's up to you.
What about the other guy?
Doug Bell? Doug Bell, yeah, you get a Doug Bell, sure.
Doug Bell has a cameo? All right. I have a cameo, too. I do those also. They're fun. Other than that, Jimmy, later on, I'm going to go teach the kids class. My kids are in there. I'm going to stick around, maybe teach the adults. I like to empower people with jujitsu. It's good karma.
Yeah.
And it's a living. All right, Jimmy. I love you, buddy.
I love you, pal.
We'll talk in a couple of days.
You bet.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.